This is Chris Gardner of KCOH 1430 AM Radio and the Houston Roundball Review, speaking with Sherry Cole, the Oklahoma women's basketball coach. Well, what a difference a few days makes. Last time we talked, we were getting ready to head to Manhattan to play Kansas State, coming off a bad showing against Baylor. But you guys won on the road in Kansas, beating Kansas State. So talk about that victory.
I was pleased with our kids' second half performance. I thought the first half we carried the same flat, lifeless attitude toward the game that we had in Waco on Sunday. And in the second half, we were much more focused. Our energy level was better. Intensity was better. Thus, our execution, our defense, our rebounding, every facet of the game was improved. It's amazing how much your mindset and your energy level can do to affect the quality of your play.
Well, was it better second half due to a great halftime speech, or your players just take it upon themselves to do a better job?
No, I think very little is the result of a great halftime or pregame speech. Players have to make plays. Players have to make decisions to be immersed. Players have to make the effort to communicate. And I think it was a little bit of a couple of things. I think it was getting Jenna back. I think it was Jenna revealing her toughness by going right back in the game and not missing a beat, not acting like anything had happened to her after getting 9 stitches in her face. I think that sort of, pardon the pun, but bled into the other teammates. We just played with greater energy, with greater sense of purpose in the second half, and really rallied together. So sometimes those wake-up calls are necessary, and if we learn from it, then it was worth it. If we don't, then it's a travesty. But it so far appears that we have learned a valuable lesson from it.
Were you surprised that Jenna came back into the game?
No, not at all. A lesser man, and I do mean man as in individual, would have been in the hospital, laid up for a couple of days. As soon as she went off, I said, well, if there's a doctor here, she'll get stitched up and she'll be back.
And who played well for you guys in the second half?
You know, first of all, before we get to the second half, I think Rose Hammond did some really good things to buoy us while Jenna was out of the game. Danielle was struggling a little bit, turning it over, making some bad decisions. Had herself in a little bit of foul situation. Rose came in and did some good things for us. Moved the basketball, moved her body, created some motion on offense. Did a decent job playing no catch on Kimberly Dietz. Second half, our main guys, our 5 starters, did a great job. Nye came in and gave us some significant minutes. Took a very, very important charge late in the game, executed offensively late in the game. So saw a little bit of growth from those 2 sophomores, Rose and Nye in particular.
And what has been, I guess, the main reason for you deciding to play Rose more minutes lately?
Well, it's always directly related to practice, always. She's just been more consistent in practice, making more of an impact in practice.
And you guys followed up that big road win with a solid home win over Oklahoma State. So I'll talk about that game.
Well, I thought, unlike the Kansas State game, we did not start flat. We had a great deal of energy and intensity from the tip. Maybe even a little bit too much in the first couple of minutes. Rushed a few things and forced some things that as the game wore on, we didn't do anymore. Turned it over too much in the first half, but we were able to survive it by doing a great job on the offensive boards. Our attention to rebounding the ball off the glass was tremendous. We had 3 players with double-digit rebounds. Courtney had 15, Ashley had 14, and Amanda had 13. So that's a pretty amazing statistical line. Second half, we were much more sure with the basketball, only 5 turnovers, very clean, very sharp, very purposeful offensive basketball, and a nice defensive game plan for most of the night, though I wasn't real pleased with our defensive transition. We lost urgency a little bit there and let them have some easy baskets in transition, but otherwise in the half court, I was very pleased.
So you mentioned Amanda's rebounding, but she also scored well as well. Let's talk about that.
Well, I'm thrilled for AT that she was able to score 23 points. I was pleased with her shot selection. I say I'm thrilled for her because she's one of those kids that's been putting in the time, and it's nice to see guys who put in quality time get rewarded for their effort. She's been making over 200 shots a day outside of practice every single day. for about the last 3-4 weeks, and so it's nice to see that jump shot that she makes with such regularity in the practice gym when nobody's looking. Nice to see that go in when 13,000 people are watching, so in addition to a national television audience. It was just great to see her confidence level bubble up like it did. She got a little bit tired late in the game. I'm not accustomed to playing her for 40 minutes, but I just couldn't risk breaking her rhythm. She was having such a wonderful night.
And talk about the crowd in Saturday's game versus Oklahoma State, and then how far the series has come, fans come to see both you guys play each other.
Well, it was our sixth sellout, and the largest crowd, I think they let standing room only in on the concourse, so 12,200 some odd people here. A really energetic environment, not unlike the one we had just a couple of weeks ago for Texas A&M. Our fans have been terrific, Chris. They show up. We average over 10,100 people every time we open the door. So it's not an environment that we're unaccustomed to, but it's one that we're extremely proud of, to know that every night we walk out of the tunnel, regardless of the opponent, we have a lot of people in the gym. And we've had students coming out lately. We appreciate that. And I'm still matching a dollar a head for the KEL fund for students who come out to our games. We've got one more opportunity for that. We play Texas. We have one remaining home game. And so I think I'm somewhere up around the $800 mark right now, maybe even a little above that, that I will give to the KEL fund. So hopefully there will be a bunch of students, and that helps with your atmosphere, too. It helps with your energy level, and we appreciate their support as well.
Well, talk about this week. Go to Lubbock on Wednesday to face Texas Tech, and Tech has won two straight games, so we'll talk about that matchup.
Yeah, Tech is playing well right now. They've shuffled their starting lineup around quite a bit throughout the course of Big 12 play, and they seem to have settled on one that they like and that's been quite successful for them. Obviously, Dominique Seals is where you start when you talk about a game plan for defending Texas Tech. Very versatile, runs extremely well, completely different type of post player than Courtney and Ashley Parrish. So we'll revisit our game plan for Dominique. I think offensively, too, when we played them earlier, our movement away from basketball is outstanding. We've got to make sure that that happens again. And we know that when you're playing Texas Tech University and United Spirit Arena, you better have your best game, because they'll be ready to go, and they've been very good at home. So we understand the magnitude of this competition.
And it seems that, you know, Coach Curry and the players, and I guess he's trying to really implement her style over there with Tech. So do you think the fact that Tech has won two games will help your team focus? Because you and I have talked before earlier this season how you guys and the lesser opponents sometimes take them for granted and struggle with them.
Oh, maybe. I'm hoping that we've matured to the point where we understand that on any given night, anybody can beat anybody. And hopefully we've matured to the point where we understand the validity of the target that's on our back and how real it is that every time we go out, we're going to get our opponent's best effort. Hopefully we also understand the position that we're in the Big 12 Conference race, how difficult it was to scratch and claw and climb back into second after having a chance to move into first and not seizing the opportunity. We have to win out. We have to win every game we play. So it's not really about Texas Tech. It's about Oklahoma.
And how important, in your opinion, is it to finish top four in Big 12?
Oh, I think it's huge. We are the lone exception of teams that have run through winning four games for a tournament championship. There's a reason for that. It's really, really hard. I think having that day off is significant in terms of having enough juice and fight left in you for the championship game. And I also think it's huge in terms of implications for postseason seeding.
Okay, Coach. Thank you very much, as always. I look forward to speaking to you again next Tuesday.
Thank you, Chris. See you soon.
Bye-bye.